When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Michael Morgan gets his hands free, and Jensen skids under the goal line, and that might be good enough. Corey Jensen gets his first NRL try.
Oh, there it is. Crossing for the very first time. In fact, is that still only the only try? I better ask him. He's on the line now from the Brisbane Broncos, Corey Jensen. Corey, that's still not your only try, is it?
It is, unfortunately.
We need
the big boys crossing over. It's a great sight in rugby league. See the front rowers crush over some. There are some tries. I remember Ryan James just went on a try scoring spree a few years ago. They couldn't stop him. But mate Corey, how you going, mate? It's a big week for you guys up there in Brisbane. How are you handling the build up to what's going to be the biggest game of the season to date?
Yeah, like you said, it is a pretty big build-up. We're just sort of taking it as a normal week. Obviously, it's great for the town and great for the supporters around Brisbane. And like you said, it's going to be a first of what I think will be a rivalry going forward. So I think the fact that both teams are going really well to start the year is going to make it even more intriguing. But I know the whole side will be looking forward to it come Friday.
Yeah, mate, your front row is such a young front row. I mean, you've got Thomas Flegler there, you've got Payne there, obviously. I mean, there's some experience there yourself. What sort of a difference did Marty, coming up from Manly, he's been around the game for a long time. What sort of difference has he made, or has he settled down sort of the middle of the field, having him as a part of the Broncos outfit?
Yeah, I think just that, like I said, that experience. Like, we've got a very young squad, and Marty himself has done pretty much everything in the game. So having that sort of older head brings a lot of calmness, I guess. He sort of speaks up a fair bit in terms of our sort of rotation there, and got a lot of very, what's the word, like, good middles, I should say. Paddy's actually in what kind of year he had last year, and Payne, probably his best middle going around comp right now, and like I said, Flex having another great season, and I think Marty just being there is sort of bring that sort of level head and that bit of experience to really sort of settle us down a little bit.
Well, mate, he said that you guys have taken years off his life in terms of, you know, that he's just jumping out of his skin, enthusiastic, going to training with all your young blokes. Do you give him a ribbon about how old he is?
Oh, not really. I'm not that far off him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's hard to think of. I was going to say, it's hard to think of you as becoming one of the old boys too now, Corey.
Yeah, and I think I can sort of second Marty to that. Like, when I sort of came to the club, and he's right in that there's such youth here and some everyone's sort of trying to better each other. And the forwards here, they're very young, but they're very athletic and very skillful. And it sort of makes you want to go to that level too and kind of keep up with those younger guys. And that's what I've been trying to do and I've sort of found. So for Marty to say that, I can sort of, agree with him there.
We spoke to him a couple of weeks ago here on Sports Day, didn't we, Rad? And he was talking about getting his hair plaited by his wife and then he massages her feet. Yeah,
cost him a foot rub.
Yeah, so, mate, ask him for a foot rub at training tomorrow. See how that goes.
All right, I'll have to do that.
Yeah. Well, has there been much talk within the camp? I know everyone's trying to – I mean, Wayne's the master at keeping a lid on big matches like this. What's Kevy been like with I hate it. I hate this term, the Battle of Brisbane. But how's Kev? Yeah, but
It's two teams from Brisbane.
I know, really. I know
well,
that.
Well, what else
can we call it
the Battle of Sydney?
No, just call it a game. Don't have to call
Wake
it
up any... yourself, Jason.
Just hang on a sec, Corey. We're just going to have an argument. No, but see, has Kevy kept the lid on it?
Yeah, actually, like you said, it is. I think it's a big game in terms of having the two teams here in Brizzy, and I think it's like a great for the town. The crowd will be buzzing, but kind of kept the lid on those kind of things, and we're just trying to build each week and better in the areas that we can get better at. And we've had a great start, but we know that there's a lot of footy that we can still be better at, and areas that we need to be better at again. And So we're just sort of taking it for another game. Obviously, the hype's going to be there, and so it should be because both teams are going really well. But, yeah, come Friday, I know everyone will be ready, and I think, everyone will be ready to go, and you'll see what kind of game it is.
You know who I feel sorry for? I feel sorry for your former team, the Cowboys, because that used to be the Queensland rivalry, the Broncos versus the Cowboys. The Dolphins have said, hold my beer, and they've become the new rivalry, haven't they?
A little bit, yeah. Like you said, I've sort of played in a fair few of those derbies, being on both sides. So I guess that Friday night's probably going to be very similar to one of those. And I think the hype around it is it's the first one to be done, so... I'm looking forward to it. I think it's meant to be a sellout there, so looking forward to what the atmosphere is going to be like, and I dare say it'll be a bit of a mini Origin feel within the town itself, so it should be a good game.
Yep, Caxton Street will be packed prior to the game. It'll be a good place to be. Mate, can I ask you, I've got to ask you about your little live wire fullback, Reece Walsh. The last 2 weeks he's been amazing, to be honest. I mean, I've been super impressed with him. Mate, what's he like around the team? Is he a cheeky little bugger? He looks like he'd be a cheeky little bugger, annoying you big blokes and just telling him to give you the ball and that sort of stuff. Is he a fun guy to have around?
He's not too bad. He's a very confident kid. I'll give him that. he definitely likes to be confident back himself, but that's why he's so good. You've sort of seen what he's done so far out there, and that, he's got some brilliance in attack. Like, I think... what he's been really working on, and which is such great for a young kid, is that he wants to learn and wants to get better. And like defensively, his role, he knows he has to get better there with positioning and where to put us on that. And he works harder than anyone else at the club there. He's constantly doing video with Darius and those guys there to help him out. And he knows that's the area he has to get better at. And we've seen what he can do with the football, which is pretty special. And he's one of those special talents that is out there and wants to work and wants to get better, which is very exciting to see.
Mate, I think I know the answer to this question I'm about to ask you, but I mean, where is this game won and lost against the Dolphins? I mean, obviously, you know...
on the field, mate.
Yeah, yes, Jason. Their strength has been, you know, really their middle and their edges. I mean, you know, is it you got to win that battle up front to win this game, or have you got enough skill to win it just matching them there, or do you need to get on top of them?
Oh, yeah. Like you said, I think most people say that most games are won in the middle and the back determined by how much. So it is all up to us, and they've got quite an experienced pack. You see the Bromwich brothers there and Kafusi and that. They've come from a great system, and they've really ignited that side and sort of brought them together. And I know young Tommy there from up north, he'll be a bit of a firebrand come the Friday night. So they've got a pack there that we sort of have to get on top of, and we see our sort of side, and we've got a strong pack, and that's one of our strengths. And I think whoever can get there and over top of one another on Friday night will help their side go a long way to winning.
And we find out soon whether Felice Kafusi will be fronting for the Dolphins, and little Billy Walters says we want him in that side. We want to play him. So, you know, you do want to beat the best, don't you? So... that adds another little bit of drama to this game on Friday night, Corey.
It does a little bit, but I'm back up Billy there. Like, you want to play the best players, and I see the tackle there, and I hope he gets off. I don't think it's deemed to have 3-match ban there for him, so we'll obviously see what happens tonight there, and we'll take it. We're expecting him to play. We're sort of trained and performed, and expecting him to be there, and he's a force for them, but they'll want him to be there. So I guess we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, mate, you want him to be there so you can just prove you're the better team, right?
Oh, well, I guess so. Like,
you don't want them to have any excuses. Just say, oh, yeah, but if we had had Felice, or if we had had...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as an athlete, as a player, and you know, you mentioned it, Corey, like, you want to play against those best players, those top players. So, yeah, good on you, mate. We're excited for the game. It's going to be fantastic.
It's going to be an absolute ripper. Corey, I just want to mention one thing before you go, and please don't take this the wrong way. I've spoken to you a few times over the last few years, mate. You've lost your Townsville twang. What's happened? You sound more sophisticated now you live in the Big Smoke.
Oh, there you go. Well, I think that's probably just me trying to fit in a little bit. I'm still a bit lost here, down here.
Mate,
don't let him change you, mate. Don't let him change you.
We love you. Corey Jensen from the Brisbane Broncos. It's going to be a ripper of a game on Friday night. Good luck on those away change rooms. That must be weird for the Broncos. It's Uncorp Stadium playing in the away change rooms. Good luck against the Dolphins Friday night, mate.
No worries. Thanks, guys, for having me.